Welcome to the Business Awards Show, where we share valuable information and secret nuggets to get your award entry noticed by the judges for all the right reasons. Our weekly episodes also feature inspirational interviews with winners, judges, and sponsors. So let's dive in and start your journey to award-winning success. It's Debbie Gilbert here from the Business Awards Show, and I'm also the founder of the Best Business Women Awards. And today I am joined by Annie Armitage, brand photographer, who has been in her industry now for the last 17 years, working with an absolute wide range of clients, from little teeny tots in nursery schools up to business owners who need a really clear, beautiful, professional look to their business. And you've been photographing those business owners by their hundreds over the years. So welcome, Annie.
Thank you, Debbie. Lovely. Thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, I'm really excited to learn more about your journey. So let's start off by talking about this photography journey. So you've had your business for 17 years. What took you into the world of photography?
Well, I've done bits and bobs of everything, but I never found my true vocation. And it wasn't until my son Peter was born in 2000, I was on maternity leave. My husband bought me an SLR camera when he was about three, and I didn't know how to use it, but I had a go and nothing was happening. And people were commenting anyway on the pictures I was producing. It was a film camera. In 2003. So obviously, you know, the role would go off to Boots and then come back again. And I was finding that people were commenting. I said, well, I'd really like to do something with this. So I just did a City and Guilds basic course to start with. And you either pass or fail. And he said, you've passed, but you've got 98% in both elements of the basic photography and the darkroom side of it. So I said, well, I don't really want to do a degree. What do I do next? And he told me about this ABC diploma in professional practice of photography at the College of Communication, University of Arts London, where Rankin went for a year's course. And I applied too late. So I had to wait. That was 2005. So I had to wait until 2006 to get an interview. So I started that, and it was just a year, and I finished with distinction, and I set up my business then.
So when you set up your business, you know, like, what did you decide that you were going to do? What was your sort of aim with your photography business?
Well, when I was at college, I really wanted to be an advertising photographer or in, you know, fashion or something really exciting. Then the reality is you can't really say at 3:30, I'm sorry, I've got to go and pick up my son.
Right.
And they actually had looked at my work with children. They said, you should be a children's photographer. And I cried for 3 days thinking, I don't want to be a children's photographer. But actually, it was the one thing out of everything. You know, going 2007, 2008 with a credit crunch, people were still having family pictures. And all my corporate work was dropping off a cliff because people weren't investing in marketing because they're holding the money very close to them. So I've been through all this. So it was a family work that actually I've been well known for many years.
And how did you, I mean, this is what intrigues me really, because how did you build this business when this was really pre-social media, wasn't it? You know, 2007 was kind of when Facebook started. So how did you go about starting a business from scratch all those years ago? What were the sort of activities that you were doing to build up your business and your credibility?
First of all, I had a child who was seven, so I was in those circles.
Of course, yes. So parent power, we call it.
Parent power. And I started networking. Someone actually who lived next door, her name is Claire, and she at the time was working for advertising for Barclays. So she did me a pyramid, a marketing house, of what I needed to achieve. And so she gave me some guidelines on all the things I need to do. And one of the things she said to me, you're a natural networker. I didn't know what networking was. Right. And I think it's just when you see one person and another person and connecting them, thinking that, oh, those two will be really good together. So I joined a networking group. I think it was Athena. No, I went to one, and then I joined Athena probably 2009. Mm-hmm. I can safely say that that's been the foundation of my business to start with.
Mm.
For the content stage. Certainly, you know, I get to know one person. They say, can I have a headshot? I was doing headshots for 50 quid then.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, can I have a family shoot? And then she said, well, actually, this one woman said, I'm setting up Q Fate. Would you like a stall? And I can actually see, I think there's probably about £35,000 worth of business going through being able to be at Q came through that one £50 headshot.
Amazing.
It's all about, you don't know where your contacts are going to come from. It's not necessarily the people you do business with.
Yeah.
At the networking events, as you know, it's the people that they know, who they say, well, I know exactly the right photographer for you. And I can safely say that, you know, networking, and then of course joining Sister Snog and all my contacts there, my greatest friends are there. Yes, I think that was the networking, I possibly think, is probably the biggest thing I've done.
So for the benefit of our listeners, some of them may have never been to a networking event before. So these are where, you know, business owners gather together to share ideas, to share potential leads, to talk about their business. And for you, it's clearly been one of the bedrocks of building your business, would you say?
Absolutely. But it's a slow build.
Mm.
It's kind of, you just don't rock up and say, well, I'm going to get loads of business today and talk about yourself. It's about building relationships. And there's one lady recently, she's going to be having a full brand shoot. I've known her for 12 years. She's never had a shoot with me before. So these things can happen just like that. And sometimes it takes time, but you have to go in with, this is going to be good for my business. All the people that I have met that have added so much to my business in their services. And it's about going with really an open mind, and you're ready to meet people.
So you created a sort of sub-brand. You've got Annie Armitage Photography, and you created a sub-brand for nursery school photography. So talk a bit about that. That's quite interesting.
I was creating a new website in 2016. I've since had another one, as we do. But the person who was designing it, we just felt it was becoming too crowded with all that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Families were still there, obviously my personal branding and my headshot work with corporates, but to put the nurseries in, it seemed they need to have their own place. That's the reason why I set up littleplanetphotos.com. I've got it's got its own limited company, however it's dormant. I will use that at some point. I had it trademarked, the logo, had all the little characters commissioned, and I've got the copyright for them, just to create something. So when I was approaching owners at nurseries, pictures of the little ones, that I saw myself as a specialist in that area. And to back it up, I said, well, this is my other business, Annie Armitage. But I think that's what I really needed to do, and it's paid off.
Yeah, and from a Google search point of view, if a school's looking for a photographer, at least if you've got your own website, and, you know, that will help you get found for, you know, for search. So in terms of building that side of the business, did you literally just get on the phone and you were just ringing up schools, or did it all kind of develop via word of mouth?
It's been very organic. Obviously, again, Peter was seven, going to school gates. You see, meet childminders. So one childminder, she ended up with four nurseries in the end.
Wow.
One of my clients is where my son used to go when he was two. So, and I'm still working with him. He's 24 now.
22 years later, that's amazing.
So it's amazing how these contacts, it's just people kind of come along and they ask about working with me, but I have a particular way of working. So as long as it kind of fits in with them, and their nursery school. And I like to work with boutique nurseries particularly.
Yeah, smaller nursery schools, not the large ones. And is that a season that you do maybe in July every year, or is it kind of spread throughout the year?
Generally, you don't see me in May and June.
May and June.
And then you don't see me in November. And then I've got a cold in December because I've had all these slippage. I love it. It's completely mad. I think I actually photographed 500 children in November last year.
Wow, that's incredible.
I love it. It's so funny. They're very different from my corporate work. It's just a nice change to do it. And I come fresh to it. So I was doing it all the time. I think it would be really draining.
Yeah, it's quite nice that you've got the balance with the brand photography. So let's talk a bit about a brand photography shoot. So that's normally what, done over a half a day or a day?
It ranges. So I have different packages. So my kind of first package will be just a headshot for £90, just 15 minutes, just a LinkedIn refresh. And I have those kind of headshot days. And then my mini session days, which I'm about to launch the wait list for, is a morning, but business owners share the time. So they'll have 40 minutes with me over set areas of this home. Mm-hmm. So it's like a mini bespoke brand shoot. And then it goes, if it's a bespoke shoot they want, then it's either, an hour and a half, or it's going to be two hours, or it's going to be three and a half hours. I don't do a full day. I don't think I could cope.
It's quite a long time. But it's quite a long time for the subject to be photographed as well, isn't it?
Oh,
so it's exhausting.
It is. And also creatively, I work really quickly. Well, you've seen me at work, so you know that I work really quickly and I got the job done. So I don't really need to shoot loads. And that's good for the client. It's about being efficient for the client, really.
I think what I love about your photography is it's so very natural and it just looks so beautiful, but without that kind of sometimes the over... worked photography, and what's the word I'm looking for, when it's been photoshopped and touched up. And I always think your photographs are just so naturally beautiful. And you definitely got an eye for getting the right kind of moment. That kind of brings me on to talking about awards. So I mean, the photography industry is awash with awards. Let's not beat about the bush on that. There are literally thousands of photography awards out there. And you can almost guarantee you could get a photography award without, as long as you're pretty good at what you do, yeah?
Absolutely.
So you decided that you were going to go down the route of looking at business awards. And I think that's quite a good decision. So talk to me a little bit about that.
As you say, there are thousands of photography awards. Every other photographer seems to be award-winning photographer. Now, to go for a photography award, you have to spend time as much as you would for a business award. So it's about getting the right image. Does it fit the brief? Does it, do you need to do some tweaks to it? And actually that was going to take me out of my time getting business in, working for my clients. And I entered one award, I think it was, and I got a merit and I was really happy about that. That was at the Society of Photographers, Society of Wedding and Portrait Photographers convention. But I found that with business awards, you don't hear many photographers having business awards. And I think actually it's not just me being a good photographer. It's about how good am I in the business and how good am I with customer service. It's going to be acknowledged. For me to be, selling myself that way, that I have got an award.
And you got a silver award, didn't you, in 2020 for the Best Business Women Awards during the COVID pandemic. So we had to do the awards online, so you didn't get that whole experience. But then you decided to re-enter again last year and you actually won a gold award in our creative business category. So talk me through that night. How was that?
Oh, my gosh, I get goose pimples every time I think about it. Actually, I get quite weepy because there was a lot of women there that night that I knew.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a little bit of a standing ovation going on. We saw that.
Amazing. I mean, first of all, I don't know how many, because it was a creative category, it was a little bit more suited to me than just families and children. Although I was doing lots of families and children at the time, I thought this one really...
Yeah, it does sing to you, definitely.
If you're being a photographer, you go for the creative. But I thought there's going to be so many people entering for this.
There was a lot.
I think there's between 60 or 70 people, I think.
There was, yeah. It was a bit mad.
And I think there were other photographers entering as well.
Yes, there
So
was.
there was one other photographer in the, there was 12 of us finalists. And I just wanted to get to the party. I mean, I wanted to have that finalist, silver finalist. I
Feeling.
wanted that. That was my aim. My aim, I was going to say, wasn't to win. That sounds a bit kind of weak and not particularly putting it out there to the universe.
Yeah, but I think you'd miss that experience during the pandemic anyway. So I think for you, being at the physical final was quite important, wasn't
Yes, and I love to dress up, you know.
it?
Put the lippy on and a bit with
Yeah,
a mantle
very
jewelry.
glamorous.
Then there's
Very
me, you know.
glamorous.
So no, it was important to me. But no, that night, and my name was called, and everybody was screaming around me and standing up. And I went up, and I just looked around me, getting quite emotional. Seeing all these women support me,
Yeah,
a
because you're
lot of
so
them.
well thought of in networking circles and in your industry, and I think that really came across, you know,
Yeah, it
having
was
your
really,
own
really
fan
good.
club.
And I keep that looking out at everybody and people celebrating with me. I keep that very close to me. Keep
And so
that.
that has kind of led you to enter a local business award, which is going to be very soon. Tell me a bit about that one, the final.
So I joined the Kingston Chamber of Commerce. I don't know if it was about 5 or 6 years ago, and I think it's really important as a business in your kind of town to be part of other businesses and know what's going on. So I unfortunately sometimes the meetings are on a day that I'm actually doing a shoot, but I do try to go when I can. And they had the awards, and I entered about 2 years ago, and I didn't get anywhere at all, and I was disappointed, you know. And I thought, well, on the back of what I did, of what I achieved with the Best Business Women Awards, getting a gold award, I thought, well, there's a huge bank of evidence that I put together to support my entry. Surely I can kind of use some of this, because it was a huge amount of work that I can use bit to back my entry for the Kingston Borough Business Awards. They had a freelancer section, which I thought was ideal. And yeah, and to find out I'm one of four finalists in that category. And that's so good for me locally. I think visibility is really, really good. I'm very, very, very thrilled about that.
And there'll be hundreds of people there. And like you said, your name will come up. It will be
Yeah,
there.
absolutely.
Let's keep fingers crossed that you win it. But if you don't, it's that publicity side that you're getting from being there. And that's the thing that you need to maximize. That's amazing. Let's
That's
talk
this
about,
Thursday. That's Thursday this
I know
week.
it's coming up, isn't it? Let's talk about business challenges, because 17 years is an awful long time. So what sort of challenges have you come up against? I mean, obviously the pandemic. Let's talk about that one. How did you navigate that as a photographer?
I've learnt over the years to actually have a bank of money. Have 6 months' supply of money in the bank. To have 6 months, I think that kind of really helped me in the beginning, because obviously I couldn't see anybody, and
No.
I was very, very grateful that Tony was still working and he was able to bring the money in. Otherwise, it would have been tricky. And of course, they brought furlough in, and as I'm a limited company, so
Yeah,
to
so you
start
couldn't
with,
access.
I wouldn't be able to do any networking. I wouldn't be able to show myself on Zoom. I wouldn't be able to do any social media. So for me, I had to not go onto furlough until they brought in part-time furlough, which my accountant told me about. So I was able to then actually balance, okay, I've done this amount of work this month, to get some money back. When we were able to see people again. But I think it was the third lockdown, and I felt, oh my goodness me. And I'd been so hopeful at the beginning of 21 that actually I was going to be right then. I've got 3 months that I'm going to really make the most of my financial year. And then January the 4th came, and oh no, another lockdown. And I was so sad. I was so, I don't know. I just went into not a depression, but I was just really low. I think it was low that last lockdown. So I think it was February. I thought, okay, then Annie, just brush yourself down a bit, get up and let's do something. And I'd heard about virtual shoots whereby there's an app to take control of someone's camera on their phone. So I learned all about this. And I started doing virtual shoots all over the world, taking control of and taking, so they could hear me but not see me. I mean, there's a lot of preparation. All on my website and on a virtual session, how it works. But it meant that I was doing shoots in Indonesia. I was doing shoots in New York, I've done recently, and also in Brazil, Houston, Provence. So I've been all over the world with this, and it hasn't changed. It hasn't been a huge money earner, but certainly it made me feel that I was getting to grips and earning some money.
So just to clarify for our listeners, you didn't actually leave your house, did you?
No,
this is you beaming into somebody's phone and giving that direction on their phones and to take these amazing photos.
It was a special website that it's called the Shutter app. So I was actually had the website portal. I could see they would put a code into their, they'd give me a code. I'd put the code into the website. Then it would allow me to take control. And I, from my trackpad on my laptop, I would take the pictures and then treat the image as if it came out of my camera. So it would then go into Lightroom or whatever, and I'd edit and actually, you know, produce. And I'll tell you what, the Samsung cameras on the phone are the best ones I've come across so far.
Amazing. So that provided you with an additional income stream in this really difficult period. So how long did it take your business to recover from COVID? Was it another year or so?
I would say it took a year, but I think there are lots of people who are missing out. I was still doing a lot of family photography then, and I think there are people who are missing out. We really need to have family shots. So I just, you know, I didn't lose out that much on my turnover, funnily enough, for that year, because I'd worked so hard in the time that I was allowed. And there's some great things that came out of the lockdown situation as business. Boundaries, for instance. You know, I was available 24/7, and I thought, I don't want to be like this anymore. So I stopped working Saturdays and Sundays. My shoot mornings now are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. I have Calendly for my appointments, and that helps everybody. It's time saving as far as going back and forth, or I'm available on this date. And people don't feel then, oh, are you sure you can't make this date? I never have that question anymore. So it's really put some amazing boundaries in my business.
And that was like doing research through COVID, and when you had a bit more time on your hands and looking at your processes in your business, that gave you that additional breathing space.
Absolutely.
So what are the other challenges over the last 17 years that you've faced, do you think?
I think it's belief in oneself. I think it's a creative. We're only as good as our last job. It's not like that. I do a job, I move on. And because I can do it, I sometimes forget the value of what I've done. And so, for instance, the award was so important to me, because that was a kind of a, okay, Annie, you're okay, you're good. you're doing okay in your business. But I think the biggest, not having necessarily someone to say, there you are, tap you on the back, you're doing a really good job.
You're doing more than okay. I mean, to get through the awards is the first barrier, but to actually win a gold is a huge achievement. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think women don't sing from the rooftops high enough about their brilliance. And we always, you know, almost need that external validation, because we just lack that confidence to know how good we are. You must see that when you're doing brand photography shoots, you must see that with some women not feeling confident in front of the camera.
That's the reason why I always show the back of the camera. Because they probably had a random iPhone picture taken of them, which is just dreadful, and they see them, do I really look like that? Well, no. And I think after a few frames, I show the back of the camera and they say, oh my goodness me, and there's no retouching on that. It's all about light and position and getting the best out of someone and letting the light shine. You know, it's the other thing about that I've learned in the last 17 years is listening to your gut.
Good one.
Particularly about, you know, sometimes clients. I think when I was younger, I was doing a lot of weddings, I was doing a lot of events. And so I did them because I thought that was expected as a photographer, a social photographer, to do. And I remember taking on this wedding, and I really didn't gel with the client at all. And she was a nightmare.
We've all had them.
Yes. And then you think, well, I should have listened to my little inner voice saying, don't do this. And I think I'm stronger now because you then do it again a few times.
You get your fingers burnt and then you sort of then suddenly go, oh, no more, no more.
No. So I listen to that little inner voice a lot more.
That's a good piece of advice. So that kind of brings me on to, have you got any advice to anyone listening to this who's got their own business? Is there a piece of advice that you've had or that you want to share to kind of keep people motivated and moving forwards?
I think being a networker has been huge for me, and the support I've got from the women around me, and both Sister Snog and actually the Sister Snog, they've become my greatest friends. So I know, and a couple of women in the Athena groups as well. And they're there, you know, if you are struggling, you know, just pick up the phone and speak to them because we're all going through the same thing, you know.
Yeah, camaraderie.
Absolutely. And I think with running a business has been the biggest learning curve as a creative, because I had to put my business, I have to put business first and then photography to actually be successful. It's not all about the photography. I only shoot probably out of my business probably about 5% of my time. The rest is running a business, editing, you know, social media, planning, newsletter, you know.
It's a lot to do. So for you, the validation of having a business award is actually quite something that's really going to make a difference, I think, to your business longer term, isn't it?
Yes, I'm 60 next month. So
my goodness me. Okay.
So for me, it's huge. I think it's just, I've been in business for 17 years and getting it was the icing on the cake. You know, I'm still in business after all this time. That's one thing. But to be able to say I've got this award and I'm a finalist at the Kingston Borough Business Award.
Yeah, that's lovely as well, isn't it? You know, being recognised locally can be so heartwarming, I think, as well. And, you know, it's something to talk about in your marketing, isn't it? When people hit your website and you've won awards, I think it definitely does strengthen your brand without a doubt.
Yes.
Great. So what's next for you this year? Back to the schools in May and June and then continuing with your brand photography. Is there anything else you're up to that we should know about?
Anything else I'm up to? No, I'm getting into a rhythm now. I'm doing my kind of these branding, mini brand sessions twice a year. Those are proving quite popular for people who are actually setting up their business and they need some imagery, but they haven't got the investment behind them to have a whole brand shoot because that's a spoke one. So those are becoming really popular. Still doing my headshots. And I just see how the year progresses. It's just very exciting. But it's really nice to have the nurseries plumbed in. I've taken on 10 more nurseries on for this year.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot more.
Yes. Well, it was just interesting. So a company came up to me and said, can you do some marketing photos for me? And I said, where are you? And they said, we're in Barnes and Putney. And I thought, well, that's a nice area. And so I said, well, look, I'll do the marketing photographs for free. That's all part of my service when you take me on as your photographer of the children. I've done exactly the same with another group of nurseries. So yes, and that's really, really exciting.
Fantastic. And let's finish on why people need in business good brand photography. Why is it so important?
Well, it's interesting when you're kind of looking through, like, you know, you must be like me, get me loads of newsletters come through. Words, just scan the words. When you have a visual representation of the brand of the business, you're more likely to be engaged.
That's a good point.
You're more likely to want to know more about that business if there's good imagery. It doesn't have to be, you know, loads of picture of the entrepreneur, but what they do could be details. It could be just the hands on the keyboard. Imagery on websites is really powerful. It keeps keep people engaged. If you've got all text, you know, I get very bored of text. So for me personally, I love to see pictures. And I think the child inside us loves to see pictures. And I think when you're backing that with your brand, it is very powerful.
Yeah, and I think it's the window into your world, isn't it? It's that being able to see what your business sort of looks like or the team or what your products and services and having it all professionally done. And it's an investment at the end of the day, isn't it? It's an investment in your business.
It is an investment. It's not a cheap shoot because
No.
there's a lot of preparation in a brand shoot. But what my clients have said to me is what the difference it's made to their social media, how much easier it is for them to, you know, they've got all this wonderful content that they can
see. Yeah.
The confidence it's given them to have a good photograph taken and realize actually we look amazing, instead of thinking, hiding behind the words that they're showing up. And yeah, it's about, for me, I see the brand shoot as telling a story of their business.
That's a really good line to end on, actually, telling the story of your business. So if you haven't had brand photography done, we will make sure Annie's details are in our notes from today's episode. Annie, it's been lovely to talk to you about your business journey. You're utterly inspiring. What a journey that you've had, and you got through COVID and you're here and you're up for another award. So we'll be interested to see how you get on with that. So wishing you all the luck for that and wishing you continued success with your business.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much for today. Really, really great to share my story with you.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Business Awards Show. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media or leave a rating or review. To catch all of the latest information and show notes, please go over to our website, businessawardshow.co.uk. Thank you.